Hello, this is the Genuine Gents, and today is Big Sal's 22nd birthday. He's feeling 22.
And I'm eating pizza.
A lot of people are drunk.
We got young Johnny here, we got young Jerry, we got young Scotty.
We're all here.
We got Big Daddy.
Yeah, Sal.
The whole squad here.
Ready? Ready, boys? Ready, boys?
What are we getting ready for?
I don't know about you. I'm feeling 22.
All right.
Except
for
turn up. Except only three of us are 22.
Hey, I'm technically 21.
No, you're fucking 18.
My fake definitely counts.
No, you're 19, right?
Yeah.
Oh shit.
But I mean, with my fake, I'm 21.
And then Johnny's 17, bitch boy.
Little bitch.
Goddamn millennial looking asses out of here.
Wait, millennial? We're millennial.
You guys are millennials. We're Gen Z.
Yeah.
We're the new silent shit. We're like Scottford.
Fuck you, Gen Z, motherfucker.
Hey, I don't care.
We're like right on like the
edge
of Gen Z.
Your edge. They're millennials by like 1 year, right?
But we're still 90s babies, which are better.
Hold on.
You think
like 2 years?
Yeah.
Do you think like a cop would come back?
No, I don't think so. He just drove past. He probably didn't even see us.
Well, he probably didn't see us. I didn't know if he saw my car, though.
Your car's decently hidden.
The cop doesn't care.
Yeah. I mean, we're
he's got more important things to worry about.
Just doing your normal drinking, eating pizza.
Yeah.
Oh. You want to tell them about
there's
pizza?
Kids. Oh, whatever.
That's probably one of the best
Wait, where's the kids?
I've ever had.
No, where are the kids in here?
Yeah, that's what I meant.
I thought you said, where are the kids?
I thought there was other kids
here. I'm at the gold box.
Yeah. No, but so for my birthday today, I went to Starved Rock, which is like a state park in Illinois.
I've been there.
It's a pretty cool place.
It's a cool place. It really is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I know a guy that fell down one of the cliffs and like broke his back.
Oh, really?
For
real?
Yeah.
Shit.
He was like one of the best players on our football team too.
Oh,
the poor bastard.
It's pretty steep there.
It really is.
I took my dogs there.
Drowned in the pussy. What?
What?
Jerry is drunk.
Jerry's very drunk.
I'm not that drunk. I mean, my vision's still.
Shut up.
But
anyways, so after that, we went and I met my grandparents at Salerno's, which is an Italian restaurant. Near my hometown.
That's some good pizza.
Yeah. No, like, that's...
I destroyed it.
No, it's like... It was a pizza with, like, it's like thicker... It's like a thicker crust.
I like
with
a lot of cheese, though.
A lot of cheese. But then layers of, like... Of, like, peppers, onions, sausage, and pepperoni.
That shit had onions on there?
Yeah.
I hate onions on pizza.
What the fuck?
I didn't even notice it, but...
Debate. Should pineapple be on pizza?
Yes.
Yes, it should.
I think it
pineapple
can if you're be. In the mood.
No, pineapple should
in general,
be
it should
pizza.
Be on pizza.
I know, it doesn't matter.
I think it's a mood.
Care.
Now, onions on pizza, because
yes.
That's going to be heated. I fucking hate onions on pizza. I don't think it should exist. I don't think onions should be anywhere near my fucking
ketchup
pizza.
Ketchup on pizza.
What the fuck?
You're me wrong, okay?
Dude.
You know those rectangle pizzas you used to get in elementary school?
Yeah.
Pizza.
We got a full slice.
Ketchup on those were pretty good.
We got a full slice.
Well, yeah, but it was also originally cardboard.
Yeah.
That is true.
It literally
what me
is
and
cardboard.
My people used to do is we did mustard, ketchup, and nerds on there.
What the fuck?
No, I shit you not.
That's
a
wombo
actually
combo.
Good. That's what we used to do every day. One of us would bring the nerds, one of us would like make the trip to go up and get the ketchup and the mustard. Then the other person would just be lazy as fuck. But like it was a whole system.
God damn it, my fucking back's getting bitten up by mosquitoes.
Still getting bit, baby.
I get bit by mosquitoes at work. Sometimes.
Yeah.
Not really.
You got bit on the fucking dick before?
No.
Oh, Jesus. Dude, that fucking...
Are we talking to Olivia?
Well, that fucking hurts, dude.
That was good.
Yeah.
It's a job, dude. No.
Have you ever got bit in between your toes?
No.
That was the worst.
What the fuck? Where do these mosquitoes attack you people?
You got bit in the eyeball before?
Eat my
no,
ass,
yeah.
What the fuck? I've been bit like one time this summer, and it was like, I could actually
see like
you.
On my arms.
Right, like,
I'm bit
right
everywhere.
Here, right
so.
Where my finger is. You guys getting bit in the cock, you know, the eyeballs, toes, the fingers, you know, straight up your urethra. What the fuck?
Dude, that would hurt like a bitch.
Really
up
would.
The urethra.
Bro.
Dude, imagine getting stung by a bee on the urethra.
Bruh. Insects are fucking devils from hell, bro.
Dude, no. Bees are okay. Spiders. Wasps are the fuckers I hate.
Bees don't even hurt that much.
No.
Just be like,
well, bees are also fucking nerds because they're virgins until they fucking sting you.
Yeah, I know. They die after
are
that.
Are they actually?
No, they die after they have sex.
No, you're fucking place. They're trash.
They're fucking virgins.
Wait, they die after they have sex?
Yeah.
Wait, which one fucks the queen bee then?
They all fuck the queen bee, but they die. Say,
I thought they died after they stung you.
They do both. So they can sting you, and they can die, and then they have sex and they die.
Bro, praying mantises?
What the?
Oh, they fucking bite the heads off. They're fucking.
That's
like every human girl though. They come back and just ruin your life though.
They really do.
let's be honest. Like who?
Women.
How many of us have had like full time girlfriends before? Jerry,
put your fucking hand down.
Scott,
that was 3 days.
When?
Scott explained.
I dated a black chick. That's why I didn't want to.
What?
Dude, that's my dude right there. What?
Hold on.
I'm sorry. Some black girls
podcast,
are
I have never heard of
spot.
This before. Scott, when?
Back in sophomore year.
You dated a black chick?
Yeah.
Was she hot?
Yeah, she was. She wasn't bad.
Wait, was that? Where was that? Our school or?
Mariah.
Yes.
Hold on.
Mariah Carey looking at
Marat.
I'm not getting into last names.
There's only one black Mariah I know, and she was in my grade. Is that the Mariah I'm thinking about?
Maybe.
Ooh.
She
things are getting spicy on the podcast, bro.
No. She wasn't honestly bad looking.
Really?
Yeah.
She
how long
I'm actually friends with her on Facebook.
She busted down?
How long this relationship last and how far you
she kind of turned into a hoe.
Yeah, she did. And that's
before or after you, Scott?
Oh, she was when I met her.
You get any ass?
You did.
Huh.
Hmm. Hmm. So are you a virgin?
No.
Old Don here.
Hmm.
So you're the first person that lost his virginity?
Yeah.
Wait, hold on.
Something's
well, actually, if it was sophomore year... Yeah.
Something's fishy here.
I mean, yeah,
let's be honest. I lost my virginity last year, so.
I lost my virginity sophomore year, but, you know, I'm also younger than these guys, so.
I lost my virginity when I was 20, so that's kind of sad.
It really is. I mean, 15. I haven't lost mine either, so.
Scott, how old were you?
And it was so ugly.
It's a lose-lose situation.
No, it's fine. I don't
even
remember.
A lot
of people. At least around the 40
year old virgin. You don't remember when you lost your virginity?
Well, all I
there's
remember
a lot of people
was
that
I'm a
soft.
I was a
soft
when that happened.
Dude.
There's honestly a lot of people that
I remember that
she was my neighbor, dude.
It was still clear.
There's honestly a lot of people that go their whole lives without having sex, though. I feel bad for them.
Name four. Jerry.
Yes.
John.
For being real here.
Jerry, Johnny, you just gotta fuck now.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's one way to solve it.
Hey, booty banging.
Jerry just looked at down.
Yeah, I'm ashamed of myself.
Why? Because you
what?
Started messaging...
Oh, no.
The person?
The troll?
She thinks I want to date her, but like if I message her, like, it doesn't mean I want to date her.
Wait, how do you know she thinks you want to date her?
What are
because
your intentions?
Because of that snap.
The
it can either be you or me.
I'm pretty sure
it's me. Because I've been texting her more about it lately.
Like more, like you've just been messaging her more?
I mean, I did send her the eggplant emoji.
The dickplant emoji?
Yeah.
What'd she say to that?
Nothing.
Oh.
She left you on red?
Well,
no.
She also...
I mean, she did say, she said... She was feeling fine, but...
She also, But she also...
Wait the fuck up.
She has a vibrator named after you.
Yeah, she does.
I know. But let's not forget who was first here, okay? It was...
Hey! Hold on. Okay, so...
Is that the type of girl you want to be fighting
about?
Okay,
yeah, I know. I'm not fighting over this.
It was
you can have her.
Who liked her first, and then she liked me.
No. This is whatever.
And then I said, get the fuck out of here.
I'm just telling... The like what happened in the beginning.
Explain the whole story.
Okay.
Oh no.
So we originally hang out with this one girl who
she's a Jew for cigarettes.
Okay, shut up. We originally hang out with this one girl who she was friends with.
Yeah.
Because our friend Ben was friends with this one girl. And then she's like, oh, yeah, this girl's friend is snapping me. And I'm like, oh, that's cool. And, like, it was me, Jared, Scott, and Ben out on my porch. Because DJ wasn't there yet.
Wait.
You weren't
there. Yes, she was.
Yeah, I was.
Yeah, he was. Yeah, she was.
Yeah.
You weren't that day.
That was, like, when I started coming.
Day.
Okay.
Yeah, not that day. But anyways. Anyways, so we started talking. So we're like, okay, Ben, let's ask. You snap a pic of all four of us, and we'll see who.
I was there that day. She said Scott was the best looking.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, she did say, yeah.
And then she said I was a fuckboy, but then she met me, and she's like, oh, I want to fuck that. I'm like, no, get the fuck away from me.
Bro, no, you dated her for 3 days.
And then...
3 days.
And then, so then what
three
happened?
3 nights at the motel on the street.
So after that, we... Jerry hit her up.
Yeah. I was thirsty, but like...
You were thirsty.
I backed out.
You did back out.
Respect.
And then... I was thirsty. So I started messaging her. But like... And then I was realized like, oh, I don't know if I want to do this... Because there's all the stories I found out about her from high school.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I don't know if they're true or not.
No, but I'm not taking the chance.
Am I thinking about the same story you guys are thinking about? I forgot about that.
The thing is, she's not a bad person.
No, she's a nice person, but she's kind of weird and she's not very attractive.
Troll. Yeah.
And she steals cigarettes. I think the podcast needs to know about this.
I would be fine being friends with her.
Yeah.
But not like...
If she had her own cigarettes.
God, you're only keeping up about the cigarettes.
Every time I was with the boys and we hung out with her, she'd be like,
"We only hung out with her like four or five times."
And you know how many packs she stole, basically? You know, she'd be like, "Hey, can I bum a cigarette?" And I'm like, "You know, I don't mind bumming one cigarette." So I'm like, "Yeah, sure." And then, you know, 10 minutes later, she's like, "Oh, I really need more nicotine. Do you mind if I, get another cigarette?" And I'm like, "Fine." Then she's asking like fucking 10 times a night. You know, at like five, I'm like, "Okay, no. And then I start making her chip money in, but like...
I don't think she smokes cigarettes as much. She has a vape.
Yeah, she smokes weed.
And she smokes weed.
No, okay. When did she start smoking weed?
She started hanging out with this one girl like a couple years ago. And like I think the girl introduced her to weed like a year ago. And ever since then, she like smokes with her like once a week usually.
Can I say something?
Yeah.
What's up?
We've only been recording for 13 minutes.
Yeah.
And it's been, like, it feels like it's been half an hour.
Well, you're also drunk.
That's true.
No, wait.
That's 13 minutes.
So when I'm drunk, time flies faster for me.
Yeah.
Depending on...
Time slows down for me.
Well, when I'm high, time slows down. Yeah. When I'm drunk, time goes faster.
Yeah, no, when I'm high, like, time is at a standstill. Like, I could talk, like, for an hour, and it's, like, 30 seconds. But when I'm drunk, you know, like, I mean...
That's exactly how I am.
Like, I would have thought... This podcast was maybe like 10 minutes. Like, I'm not that tanked, but I thought it was like a little bit.
Oh, no. I want. I'm pretty on point. Me drunk at work.
Scott, you drunk at work?
We're pushing the carts.
He actually pushes the whole line of the car.
He's fucking moonwalking up and down the aisles, bro.
You probably could get tanked at work.
I mean, if that's one way to get fired.
One of my customers
was
telling me...
Well, if you don't get, like, blackout...
Honestly, you could probably get high at work, and nobody would notice.
Oh, you can't. No, my one friend, Chris, you know, picture, like, the Mexican version of me. Like, I'm not even going to lie. He's half Sicilian.
Sicilian. The fucking people from the podcast, the listeners aren't going to know what you look like.
That's true.
Picture a Mexican guy.
Picture, like, a Mexican guy, but instead of... Like, we're both half Sicilian. He's half Mexican. I'm half Irish Croatian. Like, we're pretty much the same person. So anyways, he works at Taco Bell. All he does is just, all the employees just get baked during their shift. They go into the back office, they smoke. Like, one time, this guy ordered 15 tacos, and he got so into it, he made, like, 40.
Did he give him, like, 40 tacos?
No.
Oh, damn.
Because his other employee goes, Chris, what the fuck are you doing?
Yeah.
So he gave him 15 tacos, and then they took a 10-minute break and ate all the other tacos.
25 tacos. Soft shell, not the hard shell.
What? You don't like hard shell?
I'd rather have soft shell than hard shell.
What the fuck is wrong with you people?
Okay, damn. I eat both.
With good corn tortillas. are fucking good.
Like with like soft shell or hard shell?
I like those soft ones shell. Where...
I like flour tortillas more.
Well, yeah, there you are.
I'm a hard shell kind of guy.
I like the...
That's weird.
Mexican food in general is just fucking...
I like the hard shell.
Oh, yeah. Mexican food is the best.
Almost all...
I'm going to say Italian food's the best. And then second's Mexican food.
Well, almost all Mexican food you eat is fake.
American. So a burger and hot dogs? Like, I'd say
Mexican. I would honestly probably
I'd say Mexican's better than... I'd say first is Italian.
Yeah.
Second is Mexican.
Yeah.
Third is American.
I may have to go with Jerry with this American food, like a burger.
I think a good burger. I prefer Mexican food over like a burger.
Yes.
Oh no.
So American food is third.
Like actual Mexican.
Yeah. So.
But then
like hamburgers
Italian,
and hot dogs.
And then Mexican's first.
Yes. I agree with Jerry. No.
I agree with both of them. Okay, don't get me wrong. My favorite food on this planet is honestly probably like a burger
Chinese
and bacon
is pretty good.
On there. That's okay. the best food. But I would definitely say any Italian food's
like
good.
Pasta,
rigatoni,
like real.
Fuck you call those things. The big shells. Starts with an M. John?
I don't know.
Mastacholi?
No, not mastacholi.
Manicotti, yeah.
I fucking love that shit.
Manicotti.
We made that for every Christmas, and that is so good. Like, anything Italian is amazing. And then,
do you guys know that French fries aren't actually French?
Yeah. They're American.
No. They're actually Dutch.
Explain.
Because, no, it's Belgian. Belgian.
So hot dogs aren't American either.
So it's Belgian because hot dogs are German.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's Belgian because what happened?
Scott's doing his classic toast.
In World War One, troops going through Belgium, who were fighting, they didn't really have a food source. They saw the Belgian army cutting up their fries in a little fry shape, or cutting up their potatoes in a little fried shape, and so they called them. And a lot of the Belgian troops mostly spoke French, so they called them French fries. But in reality, they're the Belgian troops. They should have called them Belgian fries.
Is this true? I don't know why I think about this, but like, did onion rings become American?
That's empty, dude.
Yeah, was that Clyde?
Did onion rings come about because there was a shortage on potatoes? I don't know why I read that somewhere.
Probably in a.
That's empty, dude.
I'm eating this.
Let me get that cupcake though.
In my car.
Yo, I think that's Clyde.
I'll walk there, bro.
That is Clyde.
It's a little bit earlier.
It's so far away.
A homeless guy pulls up to us and he asks us if he could park here. You know, and we're like, well, I mean, cops generally don't come here. And he goes, well, it says you can't come here after dark. And we're like, yeah, well, no, cops generally don't come. And he goes, okay, cool.
That's not true.
Cops don't. Yeah.
It's 10 p.m.
Now he's here.
We're not allowed to.
Yo, should we try to get Clyde on our podcast?
No.
Yeah.
No. Also, Clyde is not his name. I've named him Clyde.
Maybe if he comes over here.
If he comes over here, fuck it.
One, he's probably going to smoke all of us out.
Yeah.
Two.
I mean, I wouldn't be opposed
or
to
rape
that.
All of us, but you know.
Bro, no, there's four of us.
He seemed like
there's
a really chill.
Five of us. There's four of us.
Wait, no, there's
four. Oh, wait.
Four. Yeah.
Yeah, Jerry's super drunk right now.
I'm not super drunk. Like, I'm getting there.
Jerry,
I have a low tolerance.
You're not as bad as
I don't drink that much.
You're a smoker.
You're not as bad as well I was the other night.
Yeah.
You know what? I'm the only one that hasn't thrown up, but I've been to the hospital.
You've never yacked in your life. Let's get to this. Never.
What?
Not even when you're sick? That's a damn lie.
I only puked one time.
Dude, I missed half a year at school one time.
Yeah, I'll drink it.
What?
Yeah, I had swine flu.
Oh, you had the swine flu?
I missed half of your school, bro.
This motherfucker, John, had it, and I locked down my room, and I told him, he comes in my room, I'm shooting him in the face.
I didn't take, like, six pills, bro.
John, you had the swine flu?
It was,
dude, remember that pandemic?
Hey, I didn't get it.
I was in, like, fucking sixth grade.
Yeah, same.
I was still in elementary school.
I only puked
it was somewhere around there.
Yeah.
I was in fourth, you were in sixth, you were in seventh.
Did you have to the fat-ass pills, bro?
Yeah.
But
dude, those
I,
are fucking...
I
bro,
stuff.
That shit scared the shit out of me. I was not about to get the next level of apocalypse.
You remember,
thought.
When Ebola was a big thing?
Yeah, it's still a big thing. They just don't talk about it anymore.
Really?
Nah, yeah. Ebola's been happening since the 70s. This is just a new strand.
No, they just don't talk about it.
But they can cure it now.
They got a cure.
But they gotta, like, lock you away in a safe somewhere.
But so it's still happening, it's just that it's not happening in the United States.
They don't.
Or it could be. For instance, like, what's a good example? Like, chicken pox, you know, they got a cure for it. I think they have a cure for chicken pox, right?
Isn't it?
They got a cure for it.
Do you know who I hate? People who are anti-vax.
Oh.
Anti-vax?
I'm getting out of those conversations.
Vaccines cause
autism. Why? I agree with Scott.
Vaccines cause autism.
Come over here and join me.
Well, if you think that, you're fucking stupid, bro.
I want to state this, though. Have you ever looked into the ingredients in vaccines?
No, I have not.
Hold on. Are you guys anti-vax?
Yes. No, I'm not.
You know, Mercury.
You are?
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Vaccines have not been tested.
We got
since
beef
1929.
Now,
oh, my God.
Hold on. Let me speak here. Vaccines have not been tested since 1929.
They cause autism.
They were tested one time.
They cause
and
autism.
All the people died of the original disease, so they didn't actually count for
the
actual
I'm vaccinated.
Vaccine.
Why the how the fuck did I not get autism?
It's because it depends on the person.
But you have to look at the rising level of autism too.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not gonna lie. You know, maybe I'm fucking retarded, but at the other time,
I'm opposed to fucking.
Yeah, I'm Alex Jones in this bitch. But at
vaccines.
The same time, I mean, for. All of our ancestors, for trillions of fucking years, whatever
the
fuck, have survived to that vaccine.
The fucking anti-vaxxers are going to fuck us all over.
Well,
if
really
you're
are.
Vaccinated, then you're fine.
Yeah, if you're vaccinated,
you're
not
if you're not vaccinated, then you're fucking us all over.
Then how are we fucking you over?
Exactly.
Wait, are you not vaccinated?
Me? I haven't done any vaccines since the one mandatory
Cheers.
For high school, because fuck that.
Bro,
let me explain this to you. Here. If you're vaccinated,
I really wish Jerry was sober right now so he can be on my side.
Well, no, Jerry is on your side.
I know you're on my side, but I don't know if he could like. I don't know if he has a, like. You, can you argue
Hold
right
on
now?
Here,
I can.
Okay.
Here's what I want to say here.
I'm
if
fucked,
you're vaccinated,
yeah.
You're not supposed to be able to get the disease. Right?
I'm not dumb, so
people
so
still
how
diseases,
am I
though.
Fucking you over?
You can
by
still
not
get diseases.
Then what the fuck's the point of the vaccine? Oh, I could still get it, but instead,
yeah.
You know, I'm gonna take the shot. I can still get it after.
It prevents. It helps prevent it. Doesn't necessarily.
Name one fucking disease I've got.
Yeah. How the fuck do you guys know this
one.
Shit?
You got AIDS,
when all medical professionals say you should get vaccinated.
Well, I don't trust fucking anything from the government or
nope,
science.
I don't. Either.
Those are two
Jesus.
Things I don't trust.
There's a cure for
if
cancer out there.
Get into that. There's
I agree.
Definitely
I
a cure
agree
for
with
cancer.
This.
Yeah.
The only reason I'm not giving it out
a cure
is because
for age.
They don't want us to know.
No. There's too much fucking money in it.
Yeah, how many hospitals have
Jesus
cancer
Christ.
Wings?
All right,
you know how much fucking
down.
Money
the
they make off of this
world
shit?
Order agenda.
Fuck. That's my boulder, you cuck.
Fuck.
It's
my
nicotine now.
Oh shit, they're fighting.
Oh, wait, hold on. I can't.
And fuck.
He's too drunk.
And hand me the boulder.
I got up and I tripped. I'm not going to lie.
I got my nicotine.
Okay. If you're anti-vax, you're a fucking idiot.
Look into
they
it. You know what? Make your own decision.
No, they
don't.
Don't
yes, blindly
you guys
trust
are
it.
Idiots, if you think. If you're
don't
anti-vax.
Blindly trust it. If you want to be vax, you can. If you
look
don't want to be vax,
up.
Look
There's
into
a...
it. Look into it. Because you know what?
Okay, I agree. Looking into it's a good idea.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. Most people are gonna say that vaccines don't do that shit.
What?
They don't fucking cause autism.
Well, I don't. It may not cause autism, but if you're putting
they
mercury
help,
and shit in your system, it's
prevent,
fucking you.
They do help prevent other diseases.
Give me proof.
Yeah.
Everybody. Literally
no,
everybody.
No. And I've looked into this. You can't find proof because everybody is mandatory vax
no.
to go to school.
Oh my God. Literally anybody who hasn't gotten polio is a living proof. Literally anybody who hasn't gotten polio is living proof that vaccines exist.
Scoliosis looking at.
If you're not a believer in the normal order, New World Order agenda, you're a fucking idiot.
This is a great
what
podcast
the
right
the,
now.
What the fuck's the New World Order agenda?
Oh, I can explain that.
Fucking Illuminati is real, bro.
I mean, I believe in the owl thing, but other than
the
that...
The owl? Oh, Bohemian Grove?
Yeah.
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 No,
yeah,
I'm a firm believer
thing.
That there is a group
is a
behind
thing.
Our actual government, behind the world controlling everything. You know, New World Order.
Let's
yeah,
be
I'm
real.
A believer,
this is definitely going to
okay.
be the podcast where we go, where we sound
how
crazy.
Much
have,
how much shit has changed since 2012?
A lot.
A
Think
lot.
About it.
A lot.
Well, name
but that's also natural
Think
progression
about all
of
the
humanity.
Whoa. I'm just going to question, like, what do you mean?
No,
like,
okay.
That's also the natural progression of humanity.
Well, hold on.
But before 2012, everything's fine.
Huh? What do you mean five?
Like, there wasn't as much, like,
I agree with
there's cops shooting people.
I agree with Jerry.
Or there's fucking racism. I mean, there was racism, don't get me wrong, there was.
Well, there was
but there wasn't
cell
as much.
Though.
Well, there was as much, it just wasn't on the media as much.
That's a real thing. Social media is fucking ruining people.
Yeah, I do want to say this, though, just really regular fast. Media, too. Google, John, what's that video
the
you
only thing
me the
social
other
media
should
be used for is fucking
the,
memes, okay?
When you went to file a complaint.
Memes and
oh, yeah.
Porn.
Like
yeah.
Time.
Wait.
Yes. Oh, hold up. Let's
wait,
stick
hold
to
up.
One topic. All
right. Johnny, tell him. All right. There's a video that, for instance, it's, what is it, CBS?
Some sort of mainstream media type, like a bigger media source, though. They send in a journalist to, like, various police stations in Florida to ask for, to file a complaint. And, like, a majority of police stations, like, turn them
Scott,
down.
Scott, you don't even know what
he's saying. They, like, he had a hidden camera, and they, like, wouldn't refuse to just give him, like, a complaint form, even though that was the policy, so... It was like showed that like
you know,
there's a lot of like
Johnny showed me one of the cops was chasing a guy down the street with a hand with his gun on the side, you know, his hand on the gun on his hip, yelling, "I'm not following you. I can legally walk down these streets. What are you doing trying to file a complaint?" Okay. Stuff like that. And like if it's a 47-minute video, right? The entire thing is just fucked. It's people getting arrested for no reason.
All
right, just to say, hey,
how do I
file complaints?
I already know what
needed.
This episode's gonna be called.
How do you feel about
drunk
ICE?
Conspiracies?
Yeah.
How do
yes.
you feel?
Yes.
How do you feel about ICE?
ICE?
I think
there's
it's
gonna be a
no.
I
know.
I think
they
it's wrong.
Creating a fucking
I do
ICE.
Agree that we.
Okay.
Need
okay.
Ice.
Wait.
What?
Two things.
What?
One, I don't think we should go into ICE on the show because that's gonna lose people. Two. We're not talking about ice ages, goddammit.
We're talking about global warming. Or...
No, there's gonna be...
Global warming is real.
I don't give
no,
a fuck.
No, it is
that.
Not real, you fucking...
Yes, it is. If you fucking don't believe in global warming or climate...
The Earth goes through
climate
cycles.
Slash global warming.
How do you people not
dude,
understand?
Dude, have you seen... Okay.
In the 60s, they were saying in 10 years, the whole world's gonna collapse. What do? They put more shit out, nothing
Dominic,
happened.
Dominic,
they've
Dominic.
Said it.
Dominic, listen to me. I hope this can you listen to me?
Yeah,
I hope
I'm
this
listening.
Is a zombie apocalypse.
Okay, everyone calm down. Everyone calm down. The listeners have already tuned out right now because this is a shitty fucking podcast.
No, I
and
feel they
not.
Would be into this. It's,
anyways,
it's getting hyped.
Anyways. I'm not
I think it's gonna get hyped. I don't know
anyways,
what you're talking about.
Shut the fuck up. Everybody. So
oh the fuck up. No, I'm kidding.
have you looked into climate change?
No, because I don't give a fuck. It affects
exactly.
my kids and not
if,
me.
Exactly. If you don't believe in climate change,
I do.
If you don't it. If you don't think
okay.
it's a thing,
dude.
Then
well, explain to me this: why does the
now,
Earth go through
I
cycles? Why was
it does go through cycles? But have you seen the charts? They're way up than any other place
Neck.
Before.
I
then how the fuck do they know?
Change.
How the fuck they know
you
from
can
1000
see.
BC the fucking weather that?
Have you been to China?
No. I would never go
imagine
to China.
Imagine going to China.
Wait. This is a
no,
bad topic to
no.
go down. This is a bad topic to go down.
Anyways.
I need some more fucking
anyways,
weather.
Have you been to China? Because
hit the car.
Because you literally
on,
can't
it.
Breathe
go
there
go
without an oxygen.
I still got
it's really true.
No, that's why 80% China smokers, because it doesn't matter. When the smog comes through, it's the equivalent to smoking 20 cigarettes a minute.
Dominic,
what? That's why people die at a
no,
young age.
No, I'm on the podcast.
That
just
fat
really
Nick
fast.
Bozlo.
Bring the thing out here.
I will give you a dollar.
No, I do believe that. Yeah,
we're
mid-podcast, there's a lot of
though.
Pollution, especially in countries like China.
Kill some
of
Jerry's. You ain't drinking it.
Jerry? It's insane.
But my mom. Okay.
You truly see why those people.
My mom said one time. You can
we
see
can
how dirty the air is.
Yeah.
You really
I
can.
I agree.
Because
my
mom
said. What are you talking about?
You could back in the day. You don't. Okay. Like if a sky is if it's a clear if it's a clear blue day,
stop okay?
Yeah,
the air kind of looks like it's not
okay.
I don't know what I'm trying to say. It's like you can see the dirt.
The dirt in the air.
Like 30 years ago, the sky was a lot bluer than it is now. That's because of pollution.
So.
I don't know about that.
I don't know about that. And Jerry, even if that was true, throw on these glasses. You think I could see?
Holy fuck, your eyes are fucked
yeah,
up.
-4 in both eyes.
But then
another,
again.
Another, like,
how
-1 and I'm legally
trails,
blind.
We're not
I couldn't even tell
trails.
If this is Sal in front of me.
I don't
but
like,
then again, I've been wearing the same contacts for like 6 months straight.
Jesus Christ, Jerry.
So,
you need
anyways,
to stop doing that.
Anyways.
Jerry,
anyways.
Didn't you get your contacts laser removed one time?
No, it was a needle.
That's fucked.
You can tell I'm
that's really fucked up.
It really is.
Yeah. It hurt.
Look, you can tell I'm
no, it did. They numbed my eye.
Ooh.
So,
what do you guys think about LASIK?
I want to get it.
I want to get it. Walmart has $250 an eye. $250.
I want to pay for good LASIK.
I'd rather pay for a gaming computer, honestly.
You wouldn't trust...
I mean...
Fortnite or Minecraft.
Oh, no, there's another car.
Please, yeah, just keep talking. It's probably Clyde.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's Clyde.
Is it Clyde? I don't know.
Yeah, they're...
Man, that'll
get
up.
No,
it's
probably Clyde.
That's not Clyde.
No, it's not.
Clyde wasn't a truck.
Why the fuck people just pull through here?
That's a really
they
good
definitely
question.
Definitely smoke and then.
Yeah,
I think they probably pulled up to go see if they could smoke.
They didn't stop.
They did stop.
They did stop.
They were. They did. They were at the end of the. They were at the end of the thing for a good like 20 minutes.
Were they really?
Yeah.
Where the fuck was I?
I think me and fucking John are the most sober people here.
Oh, that's facts.
Do you want to go for a swim right now?
Go for a swim.
There's a river right there.
Yeah, that's cold water.
So, listeners.
It's a fox. It'll smell like shit.
I apologize for three of our hosts.
Hold on. What have I done?
Okay, it's not that bad.
It's actually not bad.
Okay, let's get on to another topic.
I think this is a good show. We're hyped.
Belle Delphine selling her water.
That's fucking...
What the fuck is Belle
Delphine? I think it's fucking stupid, but smart on her part. Yeah. She's making fat fucking stacks.
She knows there's horny old men who look at her. I mean...
Old men, though. This is just like...
No, it's...
Oh, I know who you're talking about.
It's literally everybody.
Me, myself, I would not do it.
I would not do it.
Oh, of course not.
You know what I do? I Google her name on Pornhub and then throw in deepfake after. Comes up every time.
Dude, I'm just saying, if she fucking wiped her fucking cooch with a paper towel and she sold that...
She'd be making like
$1,000, bro.
Yeah, every one, yeah.
Scott, why would you throw that? That's your bottle. Scott just threw his bottle to refill shit just literally like 30 feet away into this river.
He didn't throw it in the river, but it was near the river.
That's because I'm drunk.
It's
that's
literally
why.
Like 6 feet away. It's right there.
Is it really?
Yeah, it's right there.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is.
Hold on. Let me show you a fucking point really quick. Oh, wait.
Yeah, see?
We
went all the way over here.
Starting pitcher for the fucking Yankees.
They're currently looking for the bottle that Scott threw.
Hey, Sal.
What?
How far am I?
No, like maybe 15 feet.
Yeah, 15, 20 feet.
Like a journey push-ups.
Yeah, it's about 15, 20 feet probably.
I've been doing that every day.
If I laid down three times, that would have been at least another 10 feet.
I've been working out.
You are not 6 feet tall.
I'm 5'10".
Yeah, but you're not 6 foot.
Okay, so minus 2 inches.
I'm 6 foot two. Wait, at least.
Stand up straight.
Okay, Nick. How?
She's like a Dom. No, Tom's a little bit taller than you.
Yeah.
And I don't have my jewels.
I'm 5'8", 5'9".
I'm 5'10".
Nick.
6 foot.
How tall do you think I am?
I think you're 6'3".
6'1".
Yes. 6'3".
You're 6'3".
You're not.
Stand up.
Stand up.
You just stand straight, though.
Oh, shit. Yeah.
You tall-ass motherfucker.
See, Scott generally has a slouch unlike anyone else's. It's a pretty good slouch.
I almost said something else, but...
I think you're like...
You already know
what
this is.
Maybe
6'2". I think I'm
6'2". Maybe 6'2 at max. But I think you're like slightly taller than me.
Yeah, I'm slightly... Somebody throw on some fucking music.
Who cares?
Yeah, it doesn't fucking matter.
Jerry?
Nobody's listening anyway.
Yeah. Jerry. Literally the last podcast we had three listeners.
Five people.
Hey, three's better than nothing.
You probably know those people though.
Huh?
Who?
I think one of them was me, one of them was Dominic, and one of them was Logan.
Yeah.
That actually was.
And you guys didn't even listen to
Logan's him. Our biggest fan, though.
Our only fan.
Logan out there rapping for us, though.
Well, the first podcast, we had 11 listeners.
What are you doing, Seth?
Whoa, what?
Yeah.
Jerry with me?
Go grab somebody else's booze.
Plus, my car's locked.
Yeah. He just ripped it up in your car.
Seriously, just grab Jerry's booze.
Yeah, and if Jerry gets thirsty, John ain't drinking. John gets thirsty, he could have some mud. Then at that point, I'm literally breaking.
Should
booze be 18?
No.
No.
I think everything legal should be 18.
Area 51.
Fuck the government, like I said.
You know, Area 51.
Fuck Area 51.
The mean.
Do you
boys believe that there's aliens in Area
51? Yes.
No.
I don't. I think it's
just a military testing ground.
Yeah, I think there is. I think that military might have aliens.
Mm-hmm. Aliens don't exist.
I think aliens do exist.
You're fucking
aliens
stupid.
Aliens do exist.
I'm stupid.
I think aliens do exist.
Wait, but they're too far away. You're right.
No, there's no way an alien that could get all the way to this planet would get captured by us, though.
Yeah,
that's true. I mean,
they fucking be getting motherfuckers down. But to get all the way to here, they'd have to be very advanced and they get captured by us.
Let's be real. The Star Wars is happening somewhere out there.
No, yes. Star Wars is a program.
I want my own Wookiee.
Fucking Star Trek. It's fucking Star Trek.
Wait, okay, so what is happening currently? Because I just punched my hand. My hand was hurting. I was jumping around for a little bit there.
Okay,
and
we're,
now I'm not
we're
sure.
Currently talking about Area 51 if we believe there's aliens.
There's no
there.
Aliens in existence.
I don't think
there's aliens.
How is there aliens? Okay. Give me one proof.
Okay, guys, shut up.
The universe is too big.
I don't think
there's aliens around in this fucking part of the universe.
I
want to
say this.
Somewhere else.
Fuck science, cubs. You know, these people are like, oh, the universe is infinite. How the fuck do you know?
It
we
is
ain't
infinite.
Have shit that left our
the universe
solar system.
Is infinite.
How
it
you know?
Is.
Black Jesus knows.
Yes. Oh,
Black Jesus
okay.
made the universe.
Exactly. So he knows.
So
it's
he came down himself and being like, yo, science cook. Universe is infinite. No, these people made it up out their ass.
Okay. I have a question.
Well, who challenges NASA?
Only a Trump supporter would believe.
Okay.
There's nothing wrong with it. Right. For people that do support Trump, there's nothing wrong with that. You have your own beliefs. And
so
we have ours.
Right, no, we're no.
We're not going to talk about this.
Yeah,
but I am. I'll just say I'm more liberal. Anyways,
yes.
More constitutionalist.
The fuck?
Though.
Wait, hold on.
Yeah.
Can we just take a second?
What
the fuck you doing with my bottle?
I just told. Was he like mouthing it or something?
No, I just was drinking it.
Oh really?
Yeah.
I told you to drink this. It's regular juice. It will make you feel better.
You get a.
Oh, he's a one.
Okay. Yeah, young Johnny gave you booze.
Thank you, Johnny.
Okay, I think Scott maybe should stop.
Yeah.
I don't like that shit over here.
Scott,
okay.
I just have a couple more drinks than pass.
Okay, I'm gonna give it.
They're
gonna
be. Down. Do you think people are gonna show up to Area 51?
Yes, I do.
Probably
but
5 to 10,000.
No.
I think less than 500. I'm thinking like around 100 people.
No, there's already like 1.5 million
but
people
signed
up.
Yeah, but here's the thing. Here's the thing. People know it's a meme.
Yes.
Who gives
so
a fuck about memes? Really?
Hold on.
That's a good question. What the fuck you just said?
Hold on. Our whole podcast started from memes.
I'm taking a piss. Somebody hold
I like being Slenderman because you know what? He kills fuckers.
Slenderman's a cock.
He is a cock.
Wait,
so
let's
what?
Back up a little bit. The fuck is your problem?
What's with killing people?
I like killing people.
We're going to edit that out.
Yeah. So the FBI is on its way, Scott. You better run.
FBI, open up.
I mean, Jewel itself drives me to want to kill people. So, you know what?
I will give you this. People are fucking
what,
assholes.
So, one Unabomber manifesto
go
later.
To fucking
yeah.
Guys, let's stop talking about killing people.
Yeah.
Is that a challenge? I don't know if you're a DJ.
Is DJ's in the back taking a piss. Is that a challenge?
The fucking boogaloo's gonna happen. And
yes.
Not a goddamn doomsday hatch.
Cheers,
motherfucker. I'm not even going after the government.
Okay,
the
let's be real.
I'm going after a goddamn
what is this podcast
and
anymore?
Nicotine.
Wait, let me ask you this. Does anybody want a zombie apocalypse to happen?
No. Bro, what the
yes.
fuck?
That would be my
I'd
fucking
be
playland, bro.
I would die
shit.
Immediately.
That would suck. Yeah, that would suck shit.
I would die
where
immediately.
Bang, Jerry?
I would die immediately.
Where's your homies? You know, I mean...
it's better than
we all
you
get
fuck
eat.
A zombie?
Okay. Alright.
You all fucking right, into some Jerry. Necrophilia?
Dead ass.
Alright, Jerry Bear. Right now,
God damn
zombies come out of nowhere and eat all of us motherfuckers alive. You grab Sal's keys, you hop in his whip. What you got? Like a quarter gallon of booze? What else you got? Where are you going?
I don't care.
He also has less than a quarter tank of gas, too.
Yeah, but the booze is more important. Where are you going?
Where am I going?
In the river
and
dying.
Sign, though,
yeah.
Wherever the road takes me, bro.
Yeah, okay. So quarter mile of a tank down, you die. Yeah. No, your gas breaks down. Jerry's just in the car.
If I have a gun, Swisher.
Okay.
I need some fucking dignity.
Listen,
I have a gun. You have a gun. Okay, you know how to clean a gun?
I do not. But if I had a...
You know how to...
Dude, a baseball bat? Ooh, I'd be hitting for the fences, bro.
I think the ultimate weapon...
What happens if three of them come at you? You swing at one, the other two bite you.
I think the ultimate weapon...
Yeah, but they don't run. Haven't you watched Walking Dead?
I've watched a lot of zombie movies. Why can't they run?
It depends on the zombie.
What the Scott fuck almost just threw his water bottle at me.
Anyway, it depends on the zombie.
Yeah.
But if they don't run, then, like, I mean, neither do I.
Okay, mood.
But, like...
Giant.
What? Out-jog them.
Yes. Okay, so you out-jogging them.
I'm out here fucking out-jogging
Jerry,
people.
Me and you smoke too much. We ain't getting too far.
Hold on. I'm in the conversation of smoking too much.
What? We're talking about zombie apocalypse.
Okay, Scott, how many days of the week you smoke?
Every day.
I very much doubt that.
I smoke hard
Scott,
every day.
Have you smoked today yet?
Yes.
What?
Today. At work.
When? At work?
Yeah.
As a true nicotine fiend.
No, so. I think he was talking about cigarettes, I think.
Do you smoke cigarettes?
Yeah.
Yeah, he smokes Newports. You didn't know that?
No.
Menthol.
Oh, yeah. Cigarette brands. Okay. You're a Newport kind of guy?
Yes.
Camel Turkish Red over here. Boys, what else?
I don't smoke
cigarettes. Newports. Newports, I think, taste better than Camels.
For real?
Yeah.
I like Newports. Don't get me wrong.
I think all cigarettes are like, I agree with you. I think all cigarettes are shitty. And I think I'd be okay with having a world without cigarettes.
So you're a cigar guy.
Why does weed taste like beef?
No, weed does not taste like beef. You're a
fucker
like beef
thinks
to me,
bro.
I need the cigarettes, Al. I need them.
I smoke cigarettes in order to... Or I don't
you're a social smoker.
It's stressful.
You do it every once in a while.
I've only seen you smoke a cigarette maybe like three times. And each time it's like, you know.
Remember when I couldn't smoke a cigarette?
You?
We were in Chicago. Remember that time?
What?
I couldn't smoke a fucking cigarette for my life.
Well, your lungs hurt. Jerry's lungs when he first started off were like the most pussy lungs of all time.
And now I'm out here smoking crack, meth.
Yeah, you know.
Yes,
a little bit of
heroin
too, you know,
yeah.
Johnny?
Not really, but you know.
You guys want to smoke some crackadil?
I want to smoke some fucking cigarettes.
Do I shoot crocodile straight in my dick? Because then it gives it, like, you could see half the dick. It looks like a video game dick, like a Mortal Kombat skin.
Do you guys want to smoke some bath salts?
Oh, yeah, it's getting wild.
Bro, no, that's what I'm scared about. Because, like, I want to try it like a party drug. And, like, I have one of my friends back
like
at
Molly
college.
Or something?
Yeah, it's Molly is actually at Lala. So, one of my friends, he's going to Lala. He's from, you know, my college. And he's a pretty big drug dealer. He's got, like, Molly and all that. So, like, I'm going to buy it off him because he always tests stuff. But that's the reason I'm so scared of getting, like, bath salts or something. Or, like, watch a documentary. They put meth in those pills sometimes.
Yeah.
The meth squad.
Bro, like, I mean, don't get me wrong. I'm already awake for 3 days on my own.
Yeah.
At the motel on the street, like...
Okay, I'm like a motherfucker.
Don't take a bolt.
I'm helping you out.
Oh, shit. Okay, I see what you're doing. Big Daddy just grabbed both of my bottles, and he started mixing them together. So, like, at first I was kind of scared because I thought he was taking both of them, but no. Now he's just mixing them together. He knows what's up.
Jerry,
what the fuck you doing?
He fell on his ass.
Jerry just fell.
All right.
I'm doing
Johnny, want the rest of that? There's not a lot left.
I'll probably do it.
That's not push-ups.
Oh,
should
I get
the
cap right
the
there?
Side.
Yeah.
I do. Yeah. I do push-ups every day now.
You go all the way down, all the way up?
I try to work out every day if I can.
Hold on,
I work hard every motherfucking
day. I
want
to lose
day.
Weight.
Yeah.
We gotta be...
I've already lost 30 pounds, dude.
I know.
That's good.
Fuck you, people. I need to gain weight.
Fuck you.
Well, Scott, you probably do too.
Yeah, Scott, you definitely need to gain weight. For our viewers, I have a six-pack. I want to be fat. That's my life goal.
Why? Girls love the six-pack, so.
Bro, fuck the six-pack.
Scott just needs to get muscular, dude.
Yeah, Scott looks like a survivor from Auschwitz.
A toothpick.
Yeah.
Toothpick looking
but
ass.
But I think if he got in the gym, he could get some muscle on.
I do, really.
Wait. If you wonder what Scott looks like, Just search up a picture of Denzel Crocker from Fairly Odd Parents, bro.
Actually,
like 10 years younger.
This motherfucker. We were in Scott's stepbrother's room.
Fuck, I love llamas.
Jerry started laughing for 20 minutes because he was so retarded high that because he said, "Scott, you look like Denzel Crocker."
No, I went. He was like, "Oh my god!"
What the fuck? Fucking Carl Weezer looking ass.
I really do. Big Well looking ass, bro.
Scott, turn off the music.
Scott, we're in the middle of a podcast. We're in the middle of a podcast.
Can't be playing music.
I'm super drunk, so fuck you.
No, you just gotta keep drinking and keep talking. Yeah. Slide that shit over here.
No.
So apparently we don't want to talk about me.
What do you mean, bro?
What?
He said slide that shit over. He's got a full fucking bottle right here.
Scott just punches me in a piece.
Sal just refilled it for me. Like, he took John's bottle and poured it in here, so.
Okay, let's be... Okay, how much is fucking gonna fill that up? Like, here to here?
What? Like, no, all right, Pod. No, all right, listeners. Like, here, I'm sorry right now. Everybody's pretty drunk right now.
I feel the podcast listener will like this, though.
Join the club.
I think they like it when we start arguing and get hyped. Like, I mean, like...
I think the most fucked up person right now is Scott.
Yeah, definitely.
And then it goes, it probably goes Jerry.
Yeah.
And then it goes DJ.
No, man. I'm not fucked up. I mean, I am, but I'm not.
But I just fell over walking back.
No, I didn't. I went to do push-ups and, like, I slipped.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, I'm a functioning alcoholic. Like,
I think Dominic's opinions get more amplified.
I think I just like to get very heated about it. You know, I'm already a heated person as is, then add some booze into the mix.
What the fuck is this dude on a scooter, bro?
Oh, he's a fucking bitch.
Dude, we should get scooters.
Yeah.
Dude, what's wrong with
you guys ever heard of, like,
no, man, people
you guys
die
ever,
in their bitches?
Okay, listen. You guys ever heard of bird scooters?
No.
Bird scooters? What are the fuck?
I mean, all I know is the bird is a word.
Okay, shut up. Anyways, we just got demonetized. Anyways.
All right, no, go on.
That's not true.
I know. We're on Spotify. We're not on YouTube. Anyways.
Bro, throwing shots.
Fucking put it on YouTube.
Okay.
If we got YouTube,
Let's talk.
If we got YouTube, we'd probably get, like, taken down.
Yeah, definitely.
Twitch. They don't take us down.
YouTube has changed so
Twitch
much.
Twitch is gaming videos. We're not gaming right now.
Well, you can't do anything on
there. Okay.
They let us say what
fucks. Let this man talk.
Okay.
He's talking about bird scooters. I'm actually kind of
intrigued. Rare boot scooters, yeah.
What? What did you say? Boot scooters?
Boot scooters.
Booty scooters.
Stop throwing
stuff
at me.
Stop throwing shit, Scott.
Scott, you see that?
When Scott struck, he either punches...
Good idea.
When Scott's drunk, he either punches people or he throws shit.
Especially when we roll blunt.
And then he starts laughing.
Bro, last time I rolled like a fucking... It wasn't
Are
a
you
pearl.
Gonna be okay?
That was a fucking nice.
You want some
it
water?
Wasn't, okay. Yeah.
It wasn't
for
pearl.
Did anybody have any water with them?
What, you think I'm a bitch?
All right, we're probably gonna stop by a gas station.
All right. Well, anyways,
Swishers.
For the listeners...
You got Swishers, buddy.
Anyways.
For the listeners, I rolled, not a pearl, but probably like an 8 out of 10. Like, that thing was pretty beautiful.
It really was.
You know, I don't roll too much. I'm not a big smoker. Scott jumps off a fucking bench and punches me right in, like, my hand that's
he
holding
almost wrecked
blood.
It.
He almost just destroyed it.
I was gonna fucking beat his ass.
I was, like, almost in tears because I made a fucking mess.
You wanted to beat my ass?
Boy, did that
ass
not smell good or what? I was so happy.
Yeah,
so,
this, but let's be real. The first blunt, it wasn't that good.
The one that
spliff.
Oh,
so
Jerry, and John rolled a spliff later. You know, we were still rolling at, like, what was that? We smoked 7 a.m.
What are we talking about?
Hold on. Like kicking someone's ass. I don't know.
So bird scooters.
They got me on blunt. Yeah, okay. All right, just let him go.
Bird scooters are like things they're putting in like major cities like Chicago. They're not. They're also called like they're like different like companies. So like
are those
bird,
those cool
bird
ones where you lay down and kick.
No. Bird and Lion are the major ones. Like Lime scooters, and pretty much they added them to Chicago recently.
They're electric, right?
They're electric scooters. They go up to like 30 miles an hour.
zooming through the fucking streets, bro.
And, so fast. And you can rent them, and they're like, they're literally a quarter for like every half an hour.
So it's like those bicycle things? Are they like,
no, it's like a rate, it's like electric.
Wait, but are they available?
Yes, yes, yes.
Is that easy?
Yes.
Wait, hold on.
Oh, that's awesome. That's
scary. It's a quarter every half an hour?
Yeah, I think so.
And you asked if we can go to the city this weekend.
Yeah.
Wait. I want to point something out here.
Bird scooters.
That's too fast. That's scary.
Dirty. Well, you don't have to go that fast. You can go like 10 miles an hour.
Yeah, but then you guys would gas me.
Yeah, we would.
Like, for the listeners, I hate going like.
I don't think it's really 30, fast. But it's like 20 miles an hour. It's pretty fast.
That's still.
Yeah.
Oh shit, dude! I'd be like on the side of the road, like oh no, dude.
And you
like
can
five
definitely,
miles per
and
hour.
You can, and like Chicago's a busy.
Yeah.
Place. Same with
dude,
LA.
You want some sweet jumps.
And so, like, that's why, like,
bro, this ain't GTA.
A bunch of people get hurt
set up
on them.
Everywhere.
A bunch of people get hurt on them.
So you got to get them fast before they take them out.
Yeah. So yeah, a bunch of people get hurt.
What's that? Your dick.
Oh, dude, it's probably Mike's back.
Mike.
Michael Myers is back.
No, Mike Trump the Frog. Pence. Mike, what was his last name?
Pence.
Okay, so we've
been not Pence. It was Lazowski from Monsters, Inc.
Mike Wazowski.
No, it was Pence.
It was
Pence. Pence?
Yeah, it was Pence.
Yeah, because
it was Donnie. Was the
Donnie. Mike, yeah.
So we got all baked on 420, and we were walking down this one path, and we look out, and there's this duck. This duck deadass just chilled with us on this bridge. We were talking like, we were tossing swishers to him, and he was like deadass hanging him out of his mouth like he's smoking. Like, he was just chilling with us, you know? So we called him Donnie. Then he went off, and he proceeded to bang a duck in front of us named Darla. What?
So Scott's drunk as fuck right now, and Jerry just like punch me as hard as you can. So he punches Jerry, and I'm like, now me, and then he punches Jerry again.
Yeah, I feel pain like other people do.
Jerry, you just I wouldn't even call you a psychopath.
He's just a tank.
I need some
I am
more
a tank.
Liquor.
I mean, I can't fight, but I'm a tank. Right. I can take
hey,
a
hey, you were lying.
Yeah,
no, I can beat up
here. Okay, guys, honestly, though, we need to get water and Scott because I don't want to fucking go have him go to the hospital again.
No, he's fine. He's fine. Look at
he's
him. He's
fine,
moving.
Yeah.
Are you
no,
sure?
No, as long as he doesn't drink anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
No, he's moving. He's as long as you're moving and talking and being responsive, you're fine.
One question, though.
Yeah.
Can I hit Nick?
Yeah, you can hit me.
You're not Nick. You're not NIC. You're NICK. Jinx, you want me a Coke?
Okay, for the listeners of the podcast, my name's actually Nick, not Sal. Sal's my nickname.
We've called you both vice versa.
Yeah. I don't think so. Not
no,
the podcast.
I think we've stuck to Sal pretty much.
Yeah, you
time.
Have.
Have we?
Yeah.
I don't know.
But, like, your name's interchangeable because it's DJ and Dom.
Yeah.
I hope people
I call him Nick, but.
Yeah, he calls you Nick. Scott switches. John, you just kind of call him Sal, and I call you Big Daddy or Sal.
All right, here's the end of the podcast.
Wait, why is this
the end? Fuck you.
No.